following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, my co-host today, Damon Day. Baseball. We talk a lot of football, but today, as we will talk football on our normal Tuesday segment with UNK's Daryl Morris and Hastings College's Tony Harper, today is about baseball, and it's about the Kansas City Royals, and it's just a weird feeling because I got to work tonight, got some volleyball I'm covering, but I'm going to be paying attention. I'm trying to figure out, do you go shirtless to the game tonight and you know, paint KC and
be royal
face. Yeah.
Be royal. Yeah.
Do you do that or what do you do?
I like that.
29 years. And it's just like it was a relief to get in last week. And now you kind of just don't know what to do with yourself.
Yeah. It's especially because it's one game. It is a one game playoff, which by baseball standards is very, very, I don't know. It's just not a great setup, but it's the setup that they got, and it made it very interesting down the road. There was all sorts of possibilities at the end of the season that, it could have been a playoff game yesterday and whatnot. And so, you know, for all the people that kind of thought that baseball was dead, I tend to disagree with the talking heads at ESPN that baseball has died and gone away. I think it's still it may be more of a niche sport now, which is fine, and you know they're not getting the numbers that the footballs and everything else all and that's fine. Footballs, you know, it's the golden age of football right now. But man alive, if you're just a casual baseball fan, you got to be excited about the playoff matchups and just excited about baseball in general.
So it all gets going. You'll hear it. Here's the story. The national broadcasts are here on ESPN Radio, but if you want to hear the Royals Radio Network, that's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Breeze 94.5. They'll have the same crew that you've been listening to mostly all season long, and we will continue to carry Royals baseball. If they win, then Thursday they go out to the Angels, and then that's when the best of five starts. And for a long time, and I wonder how this would have changed under the old format, because this double wild card is really, really still new. The Royals got the wild card. It would have been Oakland on the outside looking in, but for so long here, the Royals were just trying to get that second wild card spot. Now, how do you feel about it?
Oh, no. If the Royals were if we'd be playing this game in Oakland, then Royals fans throughout the country would be like, this new playoff system's awesome. Well, now that they won the actual wild card, and now they got to beat John Lester, who with his 2.13 ERA in the postseason changes, I think, the perspective on this. And I wish there was a way you could figure out to go best two out of three at least and then start it. But then you're putting the wild card kind of at an extraordinary disadvantage compared to the other teams. But then again, you are the wild card. You didn't win anything.
That's right.
You know, so that I think teams and people would enjoy better a two out of three, because let's face it, if big game James goes out and gives up four in the first, that's it. That could be the end of playoff baseball moving forward this year, and that's what stinks. Or same thing, John Lester gives up a three-run bomb. Neither offense is very prolific. You know, both bullpens are extraordinarily tough. You know, you have one bad pitch, you let one good thing get away from you, and it's over. And so It's great for the regular season side of things, but as a, you know, you wish they could figure out a way to do two out of three or expand them all the way, but I'm just excited to see them have the opportunity to get in there.
Well, let's get to it. Let's get right to it right off the get-go here today. The first segment, first few minutes, our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Our question today is, at ESPNSuperstation.com, who will win the National League wild card game? Pirates pitching Volquez at home or the Giants on the road with Bumgarner? Who you got?
Bumgarner and the Giants on the road.
Okay. I get the feeling that the Giants, I'm rooting for the Pirates, but I get the feeling that the Giants will win. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, yesterday's question, who will win today's wild card game? The Royals with James Shields or the A's with John Lester? And your selection is?
In my heart, I want the Royals.
But you're a communist, so you're going to take
yes,
the A's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I'm taking the Royals. I'm taking the Royals, but Oakland's going to win.
Commie. You're a commie.
Whatever you want to call it. I really enjoyed watching the Royals this season.
75% vote for the Royals, just 25% voting for the Oakland A's. And I assume those 25% are probably Cardinal fans.
Yes.
And you know what? The Cardinals are in.
Be careful. The Red Scare's coming. I'm converting people as we go.
So here it is. Oakland KC tonight, 7:07. The winner then gets the Angels in the best of five that starts on Thursday. Then the other series is Detroit Baltimore, also starting Thursday. National League wild card tomorrow, San Francisco at Pittsburgh, 7:07. The winner will then play at Washington against the Nationals beginning Friday, while the Dodgers will host St. Louis. And a lot of people like Washington. A lot of people liked Washington from the get-go, so a lot of people won't agree with this. Cardinals-Dodgers is the NL championship. It is. It is Cardinals-Dodgers, the winner of that series. Of course, the problem there is they might knock each other's brains out, and then somebody clips them in the end, but that's the National League.
That's the most, to me, that's the most intriguing series of them all. However they all could end up, I think that's the best one. I think you've got two traditional teams, Cardinals and Dodgers, and I think their teams match up very, very well. Pitching staffs match up very well. That's the one that's most intriguing to me. Do they beat each other up a lot? I don't know. But, you know, I really like where Washington's at from the standpoint of they're hot. They got some mojo. They got some feel about them. They kind of fallen all over the face last time that they were here, but at least that they were there kind of helped them out a lot a bit. But, man, if you saw that no-hitter on Sunday and that catch by Souza, I cannot remember, and you're an avid sports fan, I cannot remember there's always a play or two in a no-hitter that you're like, you look back on, you're like, wow, that really saved it. I cannot recall another play in a no-hitter where it was the last one.
Not the last one, but, and again, I'll forget the name here, I'm sure it was a Chicago White Sox game where the center fielder,
yes, with one out, he did it on the second
even,
out.
Yeah, maybe yes. Even robbed a home run,
yes.
I believe,
yes.
To keep it intact.
Yes, but I cannot remember the third and final out being on a full out. And if you actually look at the video, and this is something that just the baseball coach shot, he took the worst route possible to get to that baseball. If it would have fallen in, he would have never forgiven himself. But that was the old hand of God. Like, I screwed this play up so bad that I'm just going to – got it!
Mark Burley, by the way, was for the
yes.
White Sox that was throwing that game. 888-455-ESPN. The Kearney Chicken Coop fan line is there for you. 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460-1550 with your thoughts on Royals, baseball, Huskers, the NFL. It's all there for you. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Changing subjects really quick, and then we'll be getting into Daryl Morris and Tony Harper here in our next segment. There's got to be something better to talk about than Tom Brady coming out of a game that was over last night. Shut up, people. I mean, that's where you love Belichick, where he looks at the reporter and doesn't say anything. Yeah, okay. Jimmy, Belichick probably didn't even know who the backup quarterback was. Did you? Did anybody? Was it Jimmy Garoppolo?
I thought it was Ryan Mallett. So when they threw out Garofalo at me, I was like, oh, it shows how much I'm keeping up.
Yeah, they
with
keep
the
people with the backups because they never play them.
You know what, Steve? Maybe if the coach would have taken you out a few times, you wouldn't have 9 concussions and been out of the NFL so fast. That's what I don't get. I mean, Steve, you understand how valuable he is. Why are you hey, that's
the game's
more,
over.
To me, it's more selfish that he stays in and says, I'm going to write this shit. That's more selfish to me than getting out. Get out of there. You got absolutely laid out on that interception, that pick six. Get him out of there. Game's over. All that's bad is going to happen. But nothing good in this whole, to me, it was more selfish for him to stomp his feet on the ground saying, no, I'm staying in. He was a professional about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm stunned because Steve Young's such a professional that he would go take that path. But he's got to talk about something. But I agree with you. Non-story. Trying to make a 41-7 game into a story.
And yes, exactly. Hey, folks, as we go into our first break of the program, don't forget to talk to your local T&L professional today. Time is not running out, but I don't want you to have time running out, especially when you're in the field. You're harvesting right now. It's time to be thinking about next year already. You're getting your crop in the bin, on the trains, getting them wherever they need to go, getting your corn harvest taken care of. Is it all that it could be? Is it time to replace your pivot system? Is it time to get your pivot system in for its yearly update and get everything ready for next year? T&L will take care of that. And if it's time to purchase a new or add to your farming operation, don't forget the T&L Harvest Special is going on right now. $5 per foot discount, meaning you can save up to $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile-long T&L pivot. Decades of reliability with a T&L pivot system. They continue to grow throughout the state of Nebraska, every state in the country, more than 60 countries worldwide rely on T&L Irrigation's hydrostatic technology. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. Contact your local T&L dealer today. You can always go online at TLIRR.com. We'll talk with the coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a few showers and storms possible yet today, especially early on. Otherwise, we're looking at highs in the upper 70s, as south winds will stay at about 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 56. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 66.
Doug and Danny shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on this Tuesday. Mark your calendar, folks. I can't believe how fast things are moving along. Apparently, this Saturday is October 4th. Already, we're into October. And Thunderhead wants to invite you to Kearney Oktoberfest at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. After you go watch a little Loper football, you can have some fun at this inaugural event. It's a celebration of Nebraska's growing craft brew industry. Over 15 craft brews are on tap. Great German food and live music. And they will have the Nebraska-Michigan State game on several big screens. Try out Thunderhead's new beer. Tickets are available at the Kearney Chamber, or you can call 237-3101, 237-3101. VIP hour is from 4 to 5. You get your complimentary mug, get to sample it all, music by the Leo Lani Trio, and drink tickets. Now it's $30 for a VIP ticket. Now regular admission is from 5 until 11 that night. It's only $5 to get in. You can get a commemorative mug for $15. And of course, no one under 21 allowed to purchase or pick up tickets. But don't forget, it is Kearney Oktoberfest at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, brought to you by Thunderhead. VIP from 4 to 5, standard admission 5 to 11. And in the evening, besides the football game being on, music provided by One Horse Town and Acid Polka. And I know he's got that on his iPod right now, the head coach of the UNK football team, Daryl Morris. Acid Polka, a lot of that going on, Daryl?
I don't even know what that is, man.
It doesn't
sound good, whatever it is.
Acid, bad, polka, good. I don't know. It just depends how you look at it.
I guess so.
Let's talk football here for the Lopers. Coach, a good first half. You had the halftime lead for the first time this season, although first 2 weeks you were right there in the ball game, obviously, as well at halftime. Let's start with the difference between half one and half two.
Well, the difference was, you know, we played extremely well on both sides of the ball. I felt like, you know, against Central Missouri, went on the road to a pretty much packed house for those guys and played very well. We did a nice job down the stretch of the first half, went, I think, 96 yards or 98 yards in 7 plays and scored a touchdown with about 10 seconds left in the half. Went into the locker room with a lot of confidence and the lead and feeling good about what we had done and took the first drive of the game for us and basically converted on a couple first downs and then had RC pop a 49-yard touchdown on the inside zone. So we were feeling good, played well defensively, and came out of the house in the second half. And to be honest with you, wheels fell off defensively for us, and we're still trying to figure some of that out.
Yeah, popped that touchdown right in before the halftime, too, to take a lot of momentum going in there. Daryl, I guess at the point, and unfortunately every MIAA season has kind of been this way, and I've probably asked you the question, at what point does everybody start feeling pressure to get that first win of the season?
Well, you know, again, we just refuse to fall into that trap. I mean, we're very, very aware of where we are. You know, we've shaved 98 points off the losses of the three teams that we've lost to four games this year so far. But, in terms of Washburn, hung 56 points on us last year, and so did Central Missouri, and so did Northwest Missouri. And the difference between the scores this year and last year is 98 points. So we are an improved football team. We are getting better. And we just continue to sell and tell our kids that if we continue to get better, the wins will take care of themselves when it's time to win games. So we just can constantly work on getting better. The things that we did wrong defensively in the second half are correctable. We had one young man fall down while he was making it, you know, he was in coverage, and they scored a touchdown. And things just kind of snowballed on us a little bit. But they're correctable deals, and we can look at our football team and tell where we're going to need to get a little bit better in terms of personnel and that kind of thing. And it's not going to happen this year. It's going to happen in recruiting, and we're going to work on that.
Coach Damon Day here, and we've seen glimpses of Bronson Marsh, and again on Saturday he puts together his best game of the season. What are some things that him and Romero have going on that are making them more successful as the season goes on?
Well, I think just, getting comfortable. I mean, again, Bronson hasn't played a ton of football in the last several years, and this is college football. You don't get practice games, and offense is always behind the defense. So, you know, our offense is just now starting to gel a little bit. We've got a lot of kids that haven't played a ton of football for us that are getting more and more comfortable. each week in practice, and I think that will continue as long as we can stay healthy. And I just look for us to get better, better. Bronson has thrown 5 touchdowns in the last 5 quarters that we've played, so he is starting to develop an understanding. He is getting on the same page. The timing between him and the wide receivers is getting better and better, and the kids are starting to make some catches for him. So we just look for that to continue to improve.
Talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Again, the time of possession shows that that defense out there more than you would like, obviously. So how are they holding up, and what is the injury situation going into Central Oklahoma?
Well, we got a little banged up in this game against Central Missouri, and you know, but I think we'll have some kids that will play, but maybe not, won't be 100%. So, you know, we'll have to deal with that as we go through the game, and that's going to be an ongoing challenge for us as we go through the season. You know, this is a brutal 11 games in a row, and there's not a cupcake on the schedule. So they're physical football teams, and they're physical games, and this is going to happen to us as it does our opponents. So we'll continue to, you know, try to get kids ready to play and have a kid step up in a new role perhaps. But you know, as it goes, we could be a lot more injured than we presently are. We have been in our first 2 years, so we feel pretty good about our injury situation right now.
And with Bronson having a good game, that got more receivers involved for you guys.
Yeah, we spread the ball around. I think 9 different guys caught passes or had touched the football, and we are consciously making sure that we're getting the ball to the playmakers that we have on offense, and, you know, trying to get the ball to Cougar, trying to get the ball to Alan Sampson, trying to get the ball to Tyson Mitchell and into RC, and we're going to try to get Des Petty involved in the game a little bit more this week as he still is learning our offense, you know, having been ill for 2 weeks during camp. He's still a little bit behind, but he's getting better and better, so that'll give us another option in terms of somebody we can hand the football to. And give us another set of fresh legs. Kevin Lane ran the ball well the other day and caught the ball well out of the backfield, so his role will continue to increase and get more involved in what we're trying to do offensively.
Coach, Central Oklahoma comes to town. It's always good to have home cooking. What are the strengths and weaknesses of the Broncos?
Well, right now they're riding high on confidence. I mean, they've lost one ball game to Northwest Missouri. They've beaten some good football teams in the league, so they're the kind of Cinderella team right now. You know, that came off of a 2-9 year last year or something along those lines, and they're sitting here 3-1 and have beaten some. I mean, they beat Fort Hays State in a football game, and Fort Hays beat Pittsburgh, so they beat Emporia State, which is a good football team. So they've done some good things. They've got some confidence. They've got a lot of new guys in their program as well. Coach is a good guy and a good football coach, and they'll be ready to play.
Daryl Morris for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I try to take a quick glance here, and I totally agree with you. I mean, Fort Hays actually is 3-1, and Missouri Western actually is 3-1, both losses to Central Oklahoma, but none of these were supposed to be playoff type of football teams, and I'm looking at the stats. Their quarterback is nice. He can throw it. He can run it, but he's not the numbers aren't exceptional. What is it that makes them – why are they winning? What is it? They're not a high-scoring team.
Well, you know, they're good on defense. They're big and they're physical on defense. They're probably as big a football team as we'll see, just guys on the hoof. You know, so I think they run well. They're physical up front on defense. I would probably say that they're the best defensive front 7 that we'll face next to Northwest Missouri, who I don't think has anybody in their league. But, you know, they're a good, solid football team. They're going to play hard. I think they do things that are within themselves. I don't think they do a lot of tricky things to try to, you know, that might trick themselves. So they're just playing good, solid football. They won a couple of good games, and I think they're on a roll. I think they got a lot of confidence.
And the kids, the student body, I know you can always use them. And this is a perfect setup to come watch Loper football. You've got the early afternoon game. You're not competing with Big Red. The weather looks like it's going to be a beautiful fall afternoon. You could definitely use the crowd.
Absolutely. I think it'll be a great day to bring the family out and for the kids on campus to come out and enjoy the weather and enjoy a good football game and then be able to go home and you know, watch some more football on TV. So everything is lining up for an excellent day for us.
Well, Daryl, let's do it again next Tuesday, and let's take care of Central Oklahoma. Send them home.
All right, that's the plan.
Thanks, Coach. Daryl Morris, head football coach of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Getting ready. It is the MIAA television game of the week, which you really can't watch here. But you don't need to. It's a 2 o'clock Central kickoff. Plenty of time to go have fun with the Loper tailgate and enjoy. That's what's coming up for the Lopers this week. It's weird because that's where UNK wants to be. They want to be the surprise 3-1 team, and they could be 2-2 maybe. They could be 2-2. I'll give them Washburn. I'll give them last week. They're not going to beat Northwest Missouri State, and then they didn't play that well a couple of weeks ago at home. But you're trying to get to that next level. We've been talking about with Coach Harper, and we will hear in just a moment about they're 2 plays away from being in the top 15 in the nation, and now they're 2-2, and that's just the way it works.
Oh, without a doubt. I think that when you look at the Lopers this season, they're competitive. They're in games. And this is part of that maturation process. It doesn't happen fast enough for anybody, and there's no one that's probably more frustrated with that than that coaching staff. But this is another step in that growing process from going from a like we talked about, going from a mid-major conference to the big leagues of college football, and they're making strides. I know it's not showing up on the W's and L's, but they're much more competitive. They are a player or two away and from a couple of games to being 2-2, and maybe you never know. Like you said, the Northwest Missouri State, let's see at the end of the year who even gave them a run for their money, if anybody did. So you kind of go 3 games from there. You know, Washburn, 1 bad play. God, really bad, real bad conditions to have to play a football game in, especially when you're still, like Coach said, a young quarterback who all the athleticism is there, but he did take a year off. It's not just going to come back. And so, you know, I know they're frustrated, but, man, they sure work hard at it, and the kids are getting better, and they're getting more competitive. And so just everybody breathe. They're going to be fine. I think they knew that this was going to be a process. I think Coach Morris has said it from the mountaintop, that this was going to be a process, and no one wanted to believe it, and no one wanted to listen to it. And so they got a process. They got a plan in place. They're working it, and no doubt in my mind they're going to get this football program to where it needs to be.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show when we return to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Hastings Bronco head football coach Tony Harper.
It's 3rd down and 6, but that doesn't matter much anymore. With only 4 seconds left, the Lions are down by 5 points, and it's do or die at the 16-yard line. The game hinges on this play. Here comes the snap. Blitz coming from the field side, and he's going to run with it to the 15. Cutting inside to the 10. 5.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of football season. Sign up for Prairie iNet Internet today to receive a $100 Visa gift card. Now you can stream your favorite TV shows and movies. Plus, when you call now, Prairie iNet will install your system for free. That's a $99 value, a $100 Visa gift card, and free installation just for choosing Prairie iNet. But this offer is for a limited time only, so call Prairie iNet for details now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's all here at your Complete Nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your Complete Nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, No surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership Broadcast Month. Damon, it's September 30th. What's significant about September 30th?
It's my little girl's birthday tomorrow.
And it's so that means it's October.
That's great.
Great
segue there, Damon. Great.
We don't practice this kind of stuff. I could have been looking for anything. Just saying, this is the last day. There's not 31 days in September, people. It's only 30. That means Ram Truck Month and Chevy Truck Month are winding down at the Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram locations. Don't miss out. Plus, the Chrysler Great American Drive event. All new 2015 Chrysler 200s are in stock. 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's the only car in the class that offers available all-wheel drive, 9-speed automatic transmission, and has the new redesigned body style. Maybe you're into a Jeep. They've got a ton of Jeeps in stock, and the 2015 Jeep Cherokees are on hand, now available with the 3.0 EcoDiesel engine, which gets you 28 miles to the gallon on the highway. Lots of great deals going on right now at your Midway Auto Dealership. With the month of September coming to an end, don't let it get past you. ThinkMidway.com. Like them on Facebook for many more great deals. Or stop by and see Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, the Hastings College Broncos will be back in action at Briarcliff this Saturday afternoon. You can hear Bronco football on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. And as we do every Tuesday, we talk with the head coach, Tony Harper, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Well, I said it yesterday. I said it again today. You're two plays away from being in the top 15 in the country, and you're 2-2. That's got to be gut-wrenching.
You know, we've said it as coaches, and we would agree that we're about 2-4 plays away. And it is tough, and I think the guys know it, most importantly, and we just got to find a way to finish each game. I mean, you know, a fourth down stop on Saturday, we win that ball game. An interception on the weekend before, we win that ball game. But that's the nature of the deal, and we got to overcome those things.
Talk about coming from behind 14 points twice in this football game to take the lead, and we can break into some individuals here in a little bit. But what it took, because your football team hadn't really been in that situation yet.
I tell you what, credit to that offensive coaching staff, credit to those offensive players and the team in general. You know, there was no quit, there was no give up, there was no, oh man, here we go again. They continued to fight in Dakota Wesleyan. You know, they're a top 20 football team, they're a good football team, and the guys, they didn't quit. They kept playing, and they kept their foot on the gas pedal, you know, our offense is doing some good things now. We just got to continue to ride those guys, and we got to continue to make more plays than what we're making right now.
Coach Damon Day here. Jake Fowler, huge game on the weekend with 3 touchdowns. What made Jake so successful?
You know, Jake was coming off. He didn't play that week before because of an illness. So he had some fresh legs. He did some good things. Jake is a very complete back. You know, he reads the holes really well. But I think, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to that offensive line, though, as well, because those guys were able to get a good push against a very good defensive line and linebacking core. Our O-line was able to get up to that second level and allow Jake to cut back. And there was a couple times on 2 of his runs that, you know, Jake just beat the guy. He ran over him or ran through him, and that's just the type of football player Jake is. We just got to keep getting the ball to him.
Obviously, there's a couple of negatives from the football game when you just look at the stat sheet. And for the first time, really, turnovers were a problem for you.
Yeah, and they were an opportunistic defense, and we just can't, you know, make those type of mistakes. We put the ball on the ground. I think we were going in on about the 5 or 6 yard line, the handoff was not smooth like it should have been, and turned the ball over in the air. But you know, we came back from the fumble. Obviously, we couldn't come back from the interception because that's what kind of ended the game. We got to take care of the football, and for the first time, you know, the defense was able to get a couple turnovers this week, which is something that they haven't been able to do. And we got to, right now where this program is at, is two phases or two units will do a very good job, and the other unit kind of will miss a play or something like that. We got to get all three phases and units clicking on the same page, limit the turnovers, create more turnovers, be a little bit more sound.
Talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Before I forget, Harp, we'll talk about Matt Overmiller as your quarterback, Jake Fowler as your running back, Noah Hausch as a wide receiver. You've mentioned the offensive line a couple of times. Give me the names. Give me the guys that are standing out and have done the job for you.
I tell you what, Tanner Paxton, left tackle, he's going to be a senior this year. He's been three-time All-Conference. Our center is Landon Arnold. He's a converted guard from Miller North. He's just, I think Lando is a junior now. He's moved over to that position, done a great job. Mark Nellis is a sophomore from Millard West. He's got that nasty, you know, what you think of a true offensive lineman, just that nasty. I'm gonna get my hands dirty. I'm going to get after you. He's a tough kid. You know, our right tackle, Stephen Dunham, who's a junior. All these guys have played a lot. We got Sam Morris and Tyler Schuster at our other guard position. Those guys have been playing college football for multiple years now, and they're just getting it done. We're not the biggest guys out there by any stretch of the imagination, but they got that little nasty. They got that little knack to them, and Coach Holzclaw does a great job coaching those guys, and they are kind of the heartbeat of the team right now, to be quite honest with you.
Tony Harper with us here for another couple minutes. Okay, now I got to ask you, because when you first took over and had a younger team, and maybe that's a little bit like what we were talking about this early portion of the season, there were problems with turnovers and penalties, and now the penalties have happened the last couple of weeks, but it's not like, you know, you look at your penalties, 9 for 162, unacceptable. But then you look at what Dakota Wesson had, 13 for 112. What's going on in the GPAC? That just seems like that's not only are you getting penalized, they're huge penalties for the second week in a row.
Now, I don't know if you're trying to set me up here on something like that, but I'm going to be brutally honest with you. This week's officiating crew did a great job. Every penalty that they called on us from a consistent basis was the right call. And the bad thing on a lot of the penalties that we're having in this past game was, just to be blunt, was stupid mental mistakes. I mean, we do a great job on a kickoff cover. We get the guy out of bounds, and we kind of give a shove too late. We just can't do that. We got to be a smarter football player than that. There's a couple false starts. We can't do that. You know, little things like that, we got to continue to clean up. The week before was a little bit different of a setup, to be quite honest with you. That was not good straight across the board. But again, on the flip side, I think these officials, I told the guys after this past game, man, I do not want your job, because you ain't going to keep anybody happy. So I think they did a good job. And one of the penalties, to be quite honest with you, was on me, because we had a big play and I got excited and I found myself out on the field a little bit too far. But, you know, I got to learn to control myself as well, and I think we'll continue to push that and limit those penalties, because we cannot keep shooting ourselves in the foot against good football teams by making, you know, mental mistakes. It's not a hard penalty or an aggressive penalty. It was just a mental mistake, and we got to clean that up, keep focusing on it.
Coach, this weekend you're off to the Dakota Dome to take on Briarcliff. Dakota Dome is obviously a famous place, a cool place to get to play up in South Dakota. What brought on that game, and are you guys looking forward to it?
I think the guys are really looking forward to it. This is going to be our first overnight trip, and I know coaches say it's a business trip and all that stuff, and it is, but it's also the first time for these guys to get away and hang out together in the Marina Inn up there, which is a great place. We're looking forward to it. We were actually the first team in the GPAC to play Briarcliff in the Dome 2 years ago, and they are it's a tough environment because it's loud in there. Y'all know that, being in a dome and everything like that. And the kids will look up and they'll see, well, man, where's the sky at? I see a big roof over me. I'm not going to lie, I'll do the same thing. But we're going to get there a little bit earlier. We're going to say, hey, guys, walk around, go ahead and be awestruck and everything. It's just a big barn with the roof over it now. So let's play football. And we're looking forward to it, because it's going to be another tough game for us.
And they have the reigning Offensive Player of the Week and running back Mitch Hykus. So what about their personnel?
You know, what they do offensively, they got a quarterback, and they throw the football. And I know he was a player of the week last week, rushing for about 197, almost 200 yards. But they got a quarterback that gets rid of the ball. They throw the ball more than they do run. It's probably about a 70-30 split. and he never gets hit, though, because a lot of teams don't blitz. So he's got a quick release there. Their running backs are just physical downhill guys. They're not going to make a cut. They're going to try and run over you. So they do some good things there. They got some skill guys on the outside. Secondary-wise, on their defense, their two safeties are the heartbeat of that thing. They fly downhill. They're very aggressive like a lot of teams. They got an inside linebacker that's very solid. And they got a defensive end that he's just got a motor, and he just works harder than a lot of guys that he goes against. So it's going to be, you know, a tough one. Plus, it's at their place, on the turf and all that. So, you know, we got to match their physicalness. That's what hurt us last Saturday against D-Dub. They came out and hit us first, and it took us a while to respond. We got to be the first ones that pop the nail first.
Well, it is the week before number one comes to town, so I know you guys want to make sure that you're back on the right track. Not that this train is very far off the tracks either, and I suppose that's the most important thing.
You know, we've told the guys, I can't be I'm very proud of how they're acting, how they're performing. We had a 5:45 a.m. practice this morning. It wasn't a punishment. It was just to kind of increase the tempo. Great practice. Kids were hooting and hollering and doing that. They had a good one today. They got the right mindset. They fought back. You know, we're down in two games and our two losses. We fight back to get the lead in the second half. And we're 1-2 plays away. And I like how the guys, where their minds are at right now. We just got to continue to focus on our job, and we got to start fast, and we got to finish strong.
All right, Tony. Hey, we'll let you get back to work and wish you the best of luck Saturday, and talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
That's Tony Harper, head football coach of your Hastings College Broncos, a 34-31 defeat at the hands of Dakota Wesleyan, nationally ranked. The next week, number one Morningside comes in. So, it's a must win, but I think Hastings is in good shape to get that win Saturday.
Yeah, it's like you said, a couple plays here or there. You're back at it. Obviously, for them to get an overnight trip and get to go play in the Dakota Dome. Hopefully, there's some motivation there. So they'll rebound and get to where they need to get to.
888-455-ESPN. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 and the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget, folks, if you are watching the baseball playoffs tonight or any sporting event from football to baseball to basketball to hockey, whatever it is you want to watch, it's on at the Chicken Coop. A lot of places say there's sports bar and grills, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. And if you want to save a little money, the Tuesday lunch special for just $7, salad and soda. Taco salad, chicken salad, get your kind of sauce on the crispy chicken or the grilled chicken. And those aren't the only salads, but they are there as a lunch special every day from 11 to 4 Tuesday. Salad and a soda for only $7. Don't forget their happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Appetizer specials, 2 1/4. Long necks and draws, 2 1/4. So slide in when you get off work Maybe it's your day off. Maybe it's your day off. Whatever it works for you. Enjoy the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney. We will take a break. We've got more of the world of sports to get to. And, you know, Damon hasn't been here in a couple of weeks, so I'm sure he wants to vent on something. We'll talk with him about that in a moment.
Hi, this is Michelle Henke, Executive Director of the United Way of South Central Nebraska, and I invite you to get connected. In an effort to increase connections and relationships between local agencies and community members, the United Way of South Central Nebraska offers an online system called Get Connected. You simply log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org to start your journey. Get Connected is an amazing tool for finding resources, events, and volunteer opportunities. For details, call us at 402-461-8412.
Halftime sets throw. Pulled in by for 6 more points. O'Brien turns. Hands off. Money. In the backfield. He stopped. He's short of the first down. Pushing to the 50. Sheds a tackler. 45. 40. 35. Inside the 35.
Hi, this is Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star. Let's talk some Husker football at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney this Wednesday.
Seated by Alive Doug and Daddy at 11. Steve Sipple shortly after 12. See you there Wednesday. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
If your company or farm is accepting bids on replacing your roofing system,
Call the company that provides the best products, the best workmanship, and the best service after the job is completed. Lampman Roofing Company. Your project is not handed off to some subcontractor. Eddie Lampman is personally on every job assuring you that your project is always the top quality that you expect. Lampman's spray-on weather and waterproofing systems make your roof look and work like brand new for many years to come for a lot less money. Farmers enjoy Lampman systems that seal leaky grain bin walls and roofs. For a free, no-pressure quote, call 800-942-4331 or 402-670-9167. Saving you on your re-roofing and energy, Lampman Roofing Company. 800-942-4331 for your quote. An A-plus rated Better Business Partner.
Is it even possible to get a great family dinner for $10? Actually, yes. Just head over to Long John Silver's, because now you can get 8 pieces of our classic battered chicken, 8 hush puppies, and your choice of family side for just $10. But hurry, this deal won't last long.
Jump over the moon. Might want to hit the gym a couple of times first. For something different, there's naturally delicious fish with a lighter taste that'll leave you jumping for more. Long John Silver's. Think fish.
Doug and Danny, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I will be intrigued by Thursday night's NFL game because I don't know what to think. The Giants kind of broke the hex last week of the road team on Thursday, but you can kind of see that coming. Washington just coming off the big Kirk Cousins and the Giants looking terrible, maybe the worst in the first 2 weeks, then getting a win. You can kind of see that coming. And could it be the same way this week? Green Bay is a 9.5-point favorite at home over Minnesota, who has Teddy Bridgewater if he plays with a sprained ankle. And if not, then you go down to Christian Ponder. And you know it's way easier to win at home. But can Green Bay stop the run? They are going to run and run. Minnesota will and run. And then you got to figure Aaron Rodgers will, on a national TV audience, want to chuck up 4 or 5 more touchdown passes.
I'll be honest with you. The NFL, I don't even know how you predict it or whatnot. One weekend you think the Green Bay Packers ought to, you know, knock down Lambeau and make it a parking lot, and the next weekend they come out and they make the Bears look foolish. I just don't understand how – is it inconsistency? Is it toughness? It's just amazing to me how everyone's talking about 2-2. You know, this team's, you know, everyone's kind of in the middle of it all. But I think it's an interesting game, obviously, because it's Thursday night. I think Thursday night games, while they are drawing crowds or whatnot, to me they're the worst to watch. Because they're short weeks for everybody. But I just think that with all that Minnesota is doing, I think Zimmer is doing a great job of handling that entire organization. Obviously, they blew it with the press conference, but he has those guys playing and executing. And let's face it, Teddy Bridgewater, Christian Ponder, it doesn't make a difference. Like you said, they're going to run the football. Christian Ponder has more starts in the NFL than Teddy Bridgewater does, so you're not losing anything from a starting quarterback play because, let's face it, they're not relying on quarterback play to win ball games. They're going to run the ball. They need the quarterback to keep things off us, keep the defense, you know, off balance, keep them on schedule, keep them to where they need to be. And so the Bridgewater-Ponder thing isn't a big enough deal. It's just a 4-day turnaround.
And it is the second biggest spread of the week. Green Bay, 9.5. The biggest spread is Tampa Bay is a double-digit dog to New Orleans. And New Orleans is 1-3 and playing at home. But as they said, 3 of the first 4 are on the road for New Orleans. So New Orleans is a 10 to 11-point favorite, depending on where you shop. And as far as close games this week, Carolina's a 3-point favorite over the Bears. Tennessee is a 2-point favorite over Cleveland. Then it depends what you want to consider close. New England, kind of down in a lot of places, but they're a 3-point favorite at home over Cincinnati. And this is one of those where everybody expects New England will say, all right, you know, we didn't look very well. You know, most of us say, man, they don't look very well. I don't like New England. No, the public's going to say Tom Brady isn't going to take this land down. Once again, kind of like Cincinnati, although it's very tough to win up at New England. Denver is a solid touchdown favorite over Arizona, one of the games we'll have here on ESPN on Sunday. Houston, a four-point dog at the hot Dallas Cowboys.
Hot.
We should have just called Crick and just said, it's Cowboy Week. It's Cowboy Week, man. What do I do?
I love that Tony Romo didn't wear his hat backwards and then fixed DeMarco Murray's hat. That was my favorite part of the whole night. That honestly was.
You have a boring night.
Yes. He Romo will always be hat on backwards, the guy, but I did like the fact that he is at least paying attention and trying to look more like a CEO.
And by the way, I do want to throw this out because you grab the stat sheet, you think a guy maybe played well, and I'm going to be watching Crick. He had a good game Sunday. He had a really good game on Sunday. He had four tackles in the ball game. He had a solo tackle. He had a quarterback and a half sack. He had a tackle for loss. He hit the quarterback two times. He was in there, and he's not playing every snap like J.J. Watt is. So, again, our boy, Crick, doing okay. I'm a little afraid for him, though. It's definitely the Houston defense versus the Dallas offense. And can you imagine the other way around? Because Fitzpatrick looks horrible as the Houston quarterback. And Dallas' defense isn't as bad as everybody thought, at least not so far. Be interested to see how that game plays out on Sunday. And, of course, it has to be an early game when it should be a late game. But it's an early game on Sunday. A noon start time. Oh, by the way, how many late games do we have this week? That's right, three. How many early games do we have? That's right, nine. Again, I've went into that rant too many times to rehash it here. But let's congratulate our fantasy football winner. This goes to BL Fisher 32. That's the login name. Winning week four of the Cunningham's Journal Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge, a $25 gift card to Cunningham's, as well as entry into the end of the year Super Bowl party. He went with Phil Rivers and Matt Ryan as his quarterbacks. And although they scored some points, yeah, Phil Rivers was the one to go with. Andrew Luck, man, you just got to keep playing him, don't you? He had Frank Gore. That was big. Antonio Brown, huge. Julio Jones was a stinker, wasn't he? And Nick Novak as his kicker. He has a brand new entry this week. So one for one, B.L. Fisher, first time in, and you could be too. You don't have to play it every single week if you haven't started it yet. Doesn't matter. This isn't a cumulative point league. This is a week-to-week thing. Go to our Doug and Daddy page at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the fantasy football link. Volleyball going on tonight. Top 10 matchup live on Classic Hits 98.9. Two-time defending state champion Kearney Catholic still undefeated. And Grand Island Central Catholic would like nothing better than to hand them their first loss of the year. The 8th-ranked Crusaders, the top-ranked Stars. Varsity action somewhere between 7 and 7.30, the start time, depending on the JV's length of matches. And those usually tend to go three sets. So we'll see what happens tonight at Cope Gymnasium. Kearney High and Link and Norfolk are going to Lincoln East for a triangular. Hastings is hosting York. Grand Island welcomes in Lincoln Southwest. Cozad, Harvard, Kennesaw are all hosting triangulars tonight. A couple of other ones that could be interesting out there in volleyball land tonight. Ansley Litchfield tries to stay undefeated as they go to South Loop. Congratulations to Heartland Lutheran. They have moved into the top 10 in D2 in the World Herald rankings with a 10-3 mark. So props go out to them as well. Volleyball rankings are out. UNK cross country invite was held yesterday. We've been running down those sports. Did your golfing take a backseat yesterday because the courses were kind of busy later in the day?
I've said with pride that I have not golfed except for twice since Labor Day.
Except for twice. What the hell does that mean?
Except for twice. I have not golfed except for I've gotten to go out twice.
Except for those couple times where I went golfing, I haven't golfed.
Exactly. Everyone knows that I get to usually play a lot. I mean, a lot, like every morning.
Yeah, especially in the summertime.
Especially in the summertime. But of late, with the kids' schedule and my schedule and the program schedule.
Oh, you're just so busy.
I know. It's tough.
But kind of the best part about this is now usually a lot of the weeds are trampled down. And by weeds, I'm talking about what they let grow. It's easier to find my golf ball if you play at the Kearney Country Club in fall golf now.
Yes.
Thank yes. you. It's probably not fair either because you know they mow some of that down. It would have been a good weekend to go ball hunting probably out there. Probably would have found a few.
You know, I've actually never been to a cross-country meet out there. I don't know how to watch a cross-country meet. Do you stay in what's – I mean, is it
– Boy, you're taking
is
me –
Is it a fishing – is it you stay at the fish? I mean, is it the fishing at finishing line?
Here's the deal. Here's the way I'm guessing. Because the one thing I've really kind of noticed, especially at the state meet, is – you know what? You go to a state, almost anything else, basketball, you'll watch your game and maybe another one. I don't know that there's a lot of people that go to cross-country just to watch cross-country with no – affiliation. You usually come to watch your team and your kid, and there's about three spots on the course where you can see them run by. There's the finish line where they, of course, and then they start up top. You can kind of move around to the other side of the finish line, watch them about a third of the way through. Then they come back through up behind the finish line because it's down low. You see them there, and then, of course, media guys, we wait at the finish line to get the results and see because you know, the way it is, we want to know who's in the top 15, and we're not overly concerned with who finished 82nd. It might be your son or daughter, and it might be your school, so you're concerned about it. And that's how you kind of watch the cross-country.
Is it, like, down the stretch? Like, are they
– well
– are they throwing bows? And...
the agony, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat – you can put that on wrestling because I've seen many a match end in the final 3 seconds where something happened that shouldn't have happened. But if the weather is not, even if it's hot, it's brutal. But there are always kids that there's the finish line, and all of a sudden they black out, their legs go, they don't finish. Or they crawl across the finish line. I mean, they've run those three, whatever the mileage is now for boys and girls and however close you want to say. But the tunnel, when they're coming down the home stretch, you can see them for a good 400 yards and... sometimes it's a struggle. Other times, you've got the best in the state, and here they come crossing the finish line. There was a couple races yesterday. I mean, this meet yesterday has more individuals and more teams than the state meet will have, and there were some pretty impressive performances yesterday.
What'd you run the course in?
What did I run the course in?
Yeah. Oh, you don't run? I thought as a media guy, you'd have to run.
Golf cart.
Oh, okay. I just figured if you're going to write about it, you should, like, experience it.
I don't write about it.
Talk about it.
Yeah, thank you.
You should experience it. That'd be like a
here's the deal, Damon.
For charity.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I went out for cross country in high school, and the third practice I got lost, and they didn't invite me back.
Did they move it on you? Hey, this is our finishing point, Doug. Go that way.
Well, you know what? You should go to a... it's not a meet. You should go to a cross-country practice. A cross-country practice where they take you out in the country and drop you off and you run the gravel hills. Not everybody does it that way, but a lot of people do.
I see them run by the stadium.
Yeah, but that's in the city. And they've got nice hills around here that, I mean, that's part of it. You got to run where there's some hills at. But that's how you get lost. They drop you off in the country and you go, where'd everybody go? And if you're slow...
you're really wow.
Then you
I guess
lose
I
your
never.
Way.
I can honestly.
Did that answer more than you wanted to know?
No. I can honestly say I have never ran. I've never ran a cross country meet, nor a practice.
It looks painful.
Yeah, I was going. I'm not track. Don't have that bone. Don't have that bone. Don't have that cross country bone in my body.
Don't have that itch or scratch to go do it either. Hey, before we get out of here, the USHL is doing something new this year. The Hockey League is going to put out power rankings. And this is a good, bad thing, because if you're good, then you like the power rankings. But it's also one more way for the media to give your league some exposure every single week. And Omaha, who Coach Holton was talking about last week, they're number one in the inaugural rankings, followed by Waterloo. 17 teams in the league, and the Tri-City Storm are number 8. And I think that's a very good spot. They start 1-0 by beating Lincoln, who is 13th, and coming off the seasons that they have had to be in the top half. Your peers think you're going to be there right now. That's a pretty darn good start to the season. And their home opener is Friday, Sioux Falls, and they're on the road Saturday at Des Moines. We're about ready to get out of here, but I wanted to give you a chance. Anything, because it's been a couple weeks, anything on your plate that that you wanted to communist rant on or USA rant on or just give out
props
to?
Yeah, I got a couple. Okay. To the captain.
Derek Jeter.
Yes, to the captain. Just to watch the farewell tour, to watch every pitch of that game. For me, it was a nostalgic thing. I remember sitting on the couch watching, you know, Kirk Gibson and my dad when Gibby went yard. You know,
awesome.
And my favorite picture of that is all the brake lights. When you watch that highlight, all the brake lights that go off from everyone pouring out of Chavez Ravine are like, I just walked out on what? I was there. I saw it. Yeah. You know, so it was really cool to see that hit. So that was just awesome because in today's. You can say whatever you want. Was he the greatest ever? All those different things. For me, he was. To me, he was the greatest baseball player that I have ever gotten to see personally, to get to watch. He was a winner, first-class guy, not any troubles that a lot of these other people have run into. So that would be my first one. Phenomenal.
Okay, hold
phenomenal.
On to thought, too, because I got a question for you then as a baseball fan. Because I think I know what mine is, but in your entire life, whether you were at the game or not, and most of the time it's going to be not, you mentioned the Gibson. What's the one baseball moment that stands out to
Jack
you?
Jack Buck. We'll see you tomorrow. When Puck dropped, what was it? When Kirby Puckett in 91?
Because I was a Braves fan, so that's not.
Yeah.
That's it, though.
That's my one. Well, now, honestly, it's the Jeter hit.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is. To me, it is. To me, it is. Now I'm a dad. No, my son was next to me, high-fiving
all
that.
What's wrong with Puckett?
That was when I was young and dumb. Now that I have it with my own son, you know, now that I had it with my own kid.
You had a good answer, and then you do that.
No, okay. From a personal standpoint, when I was single and before I had children, it would be the Kirby Puckett moment. But my greatest baseball moments now are all the ones that have included my son. Maybe sappy, maybe over the top.
No, I get that.
Yeah. But Jack Buck, we'll see you tomorrow, because it seemed like Jack Buck said it before anyone else really got it.
Yeah.
But when he said, we'll see you tomorrow, that was epic in my opinion.
I think my favorite, and there's two or three of them, because it's pine tar, or it was any time George Brett went yard off Goose Gossage. And it wasn't the pine tar. It was to win the ALCS in 79, 80. No, it would have been 80 when he homers off Gossage to it was the game-winning home run. And Fred White had the call on the Royals radio network, which is so famous to us Royals fans. And as you get ready for the Royals to be in the playoffs for the first time since 1985, my God, that's when I graduated, Damon.
Oh, that's the thing.
My God.
That's the thing that's so special about baseball, and that's what I love being a baseball fan for, is because those things. I don't have any of those recollections. I have recollections of Saturday football games and going to Notre Dame games, but those are more just hanging out. You don't remember a play like that. You know, football is such a combination of plays that you can remember. And obviously, if that's your sport, then you can remember plays that are so there. But baseball is just so nostalgic. They do such a great job. Costas doing Jeter's last game. I mean, how awesome was that to hear him talk? And even Jim Cott, who I honestly don't think Jim Cott knows where he's at half the time with some of the things that he rambles about if you listen to him on the Yankees broadcast. But it's really one of those things that, man alive, baseball just gets it for you. And that's why you stay. That's what stinks about playoff baseball now. You don't get to see any of those because everyone's in bed.
That's one of your pet peeves, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve is Bubba's not staying up till 11. You know, I remember. So you can always go back to the I remembers and all that other type of stuff. But I think that's what, for me, has always drawn me in with baseball is just that nostalgic that. And that's what's great about playoff baseball is you never know, you know. I remember the Jabba and the Bugs.
I'm not sure this is it because I didn't have it pulled up, so let's find out.
George Brett, one hit from 3,000 to pitch. Hot shot at the second baseman. Passed over, fell into right field. It was a shot that handcuffed the second baseman.
That was his 3,000th hit from Fred White. So, and now you've got something else you had for us, too, number two.
Oh, number two. I am an avid Ryder Cup watcher. But until America cares, the Ryder Cup should be disbanded. because I've never seen more rich guys who don't care. It's weird. It's like the Globetrotters playing the Generals right now. The Europeans are the Globetrotters. Like, they have all the like, they're into it. They want to do it. It means something to those guys. You see Sergio's reaction. You see those types of things. And the American guys could care less. Phil Mickelson's just mad because someone took his ball and said, you can't play today. So that's what I'm going to bring up. I'm not going to look at myself. I'm going to point the finger at the coach.
I thought they all had more respect for Tom Watson than that.
You know what? It's amazing.
That's the part that bothered me
was, really, guys? Just go home. Really? Just quiet down. Phil, you're a really good guy, but you really made yourself look like an idiot.
What makes me kind of just queasy.
We don't care. I don't think they care.
Not as much.
Not as much.
They definitely have to have a much more big rallying point. And I think the younger guys kind of care right now. But there's no leadership at the top from Phil, from Tiger. You know what? Here's another thing. Something that was telling to me. Tiger wasn't there, was he?
No.
I don't think they wanted him there.
No. Weird. I don't think he wanted to be there.
Well, that the whole thing's weird, isn't it?
Well, I think Reed and Spieth care about it the same way that Fowler and all those guys cared about it 4 years ago. But it changes for Americans. You're talking about guys with making all this sort of money and everything else and let's face it, patriotism and the whole representing your country is not as big a deal to this generation, to my generation of people. We're patriotic, but we don't show it the same way.
But the Europeans gag in more crap than the U.S. does every time I watch the Ryder Cup.
Oh.
Every time. They make more 50-footers, 35-footers, chip-ins,
exactly.
Way more.
But the my whole thing is that until they get a system in place, and I don't know if you bring back Azinger to develop this system or you talk with other type of people. I'm a big guy. Hey, look at what Colangelo did with USA Basketball. USA Basketball was this 10 years ago. So my thing is either get some guys. You could get worse players that cared that would give a better run. Bubba Watson, really? Really? You should not have been there. You should not have been there. Grant, and that's the problem, I think, with their system is they did this 2-year point thing. If you played great the year before, that doesn't mean you show up now. Now, Watson's picks were, I thought he made the right picks on all of them except for Webb Simpson. But this sole scoring system, you need to pick the guys 2 weeks before. So Billy Horschel's on there, and Jimmy Walker made it because of what he did in January and February. Guy hadn't had a top 10 in 2 months. Oh, yeah, that's our guy. That's who we're rolling with. So that's my rant on the Ryder Cup because, to me, really, Bubba Watson, the last thing you did anything was in the Masters.
Yeah, that was okay, though, right?
That was great.
Is that okay?
But he hasn't made a cut, I don't think. He didn't even make the cut at the Briar Cliff.
Well, they don't.
At the Briar Patch one.
Greenbrier?
Greenbrier. Hey, I knew it was a briar something.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh.
So, there's my rant. That's my... I was mad because I wanted the USA to win.
Yeah, I did too.
I want Ian Poulter to get beat.
You know what else kind of curbs enthusiasm when you can't watch it? I mean...
Exactly. Well, I was the only guy
you
up...
You can watch it live, but not at 2:30, 1:30.
I was the only guy up at 2:30 in the morning watching it live. I was that guy. Hoping that I would see some miraculous American golf. No. If you're Ricky Fowler, how big of a complex do you have now of Rory McIlroy? It's not only bad that he beat you in every major on Sunday. Now he went out in front of everybody one-on-one and destroyed you. Thanks, Rick. And I love Ricky Fowler. He's one of my favorite golfers to watch. But, man, that poor guy had a rough year when it comes to see. He sees Rory McIlroy everywhere right now.
It's all about the money.
Nightmare.
Man. It's all about the money. Well, let's get on out of here and call it a show for today. Doug and Daddy's show. Let's hopefully have Kansas City Royals victory talk tomorrow. But don't forget tomorrow, our Husker Lunch, getting you ready for the biggest game of the year. You know what? It is. No matter what happens down the road, yes, we can say, okay, this is the biggest game, but this is the game that kind of determines how far Nebraska goes. I can also say that, again, you lose it, it really doesn't mean anything, except it keeps you out of the Final Four, where I don't see Nebraska going anyway, because you'd have to run the table, and maybe they will. But Michigan State Week, it's here. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. The Doug and Daddy Show will be on hand tomorrow from 11 to 12. We'll be talking with Sean Fairbanks, joining us from UNK for Loper Link. We'll also have Bob Jensen. We'll also have Steve Sipple. Steve Sipple will be talking Husker football, answering all your questions from 12 to 1. Come on down and enjoy lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's. I want to thank UNK's Daryl Morris and Tony Harper from Hastings College. Of course, Damon Day. Go watch some baseball tonight, all right?
Without a doubt.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Husker Lunch, Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.